It's been all right, really. Obviously, we'd like to have picked up more points. Bradford, we thought we could have come away with at least a point. But the performance hasn't been too bad, and I think it's something we can build on, and hopefully we can get a win Saturday and kick on.
You know this level very well. You've been here with Fleetwood Town, with Chesterfield before that as well. What's it like, League One, and what's the standard? Has it differed? Has it got better over recent times or not?
Obviously, each year there's always somebody who comes down from the champ who are always very strong. This year you've got the Wigan and you've got Blackburn, but they're the clubs you're always thinking they're going to be a big difference from the rest in League One. But it's always very tight, and as you've seen, like teams like ourselves in Fleetwood last year, we got in the playoffs and there was not a great deal in the league. I think if you just get the confidence going, get playing regular and just building confidence, and you never know where it can take you.
It's a sort of unforgiving league, isn't it? We've seen a lot of big clubs over the years come down and think they'll go straight back, and it's taken. I think Sheffield United took 6 years to get back. Leeds took a long time. It's not quite as straightforward as coming down and being so-called championship players and getting straight back up, is it?
No, it's not. It is a tight league, and I think that shows how hard it is to get out of it, but at the same time, it's easy to drop out as well, because it's not that much of a difference in class, really. It's just the teams who are a lot more organised, have that little bit of quality, and building confidence as the season goes on and get that winning belief.
It's really hard to predict, isn't it? I mean, Gary was saying to us before the last home game how much of a difficult opposition you were going to face, and the wage budget that they had, and it was relatively a comfortable victory for you. It goes to show any day, doesn't it? You don't find a very poor bookmaker in this division.
No. Like you said, it's a very tough league, and you only have to look at the years gone by. The clubs that have come down from the champ and haven't gone up straight away, it took them a few goes. So hopefully this year we can just do our part and we can do as well as we can, focus on ourselves, and at the end of the year, hopefully we'll be up there or thereabouts.
You're on 14 new faces here over the summer. Has that been easy to get everyone integrated as quickly as everyone would like?
To be honest, I've only focused on myself, obviously, because I'm one of the new lads here. But lads are here to play football. We all know what we're here for. We're not here to be mates, but we want to be a good team. We have a good team spirit, and that all falls into place pretty quickly, really. We're all pulling in the same direction. We're all trying to achieve something together. So before you know it, you're all mates and you're all getting along and you're all aiming for the same thing.
How important is that, Jimmy, that the team spirit around the place is really good? I mean, you've been part of some dressing rooms at Stanley where it was very good, and various other clubs in Fleetwood Town, of course. And how important is it? Can it get you a long way?
Personally, yeah, I think it gets you a long way, a really long way. I think it's overlooked a little bit at some places. I think when you're going out on the pitch and you're with 10 other lads that are all pulling together and they've all got your back and you just feel like you're all in it together, then I think it can get you a good few more points at the end of the season when you've got teams like Bradford away, teams like that, where it comes a grind second half, and when you've got 10 lads fighting together, it can go a long way.
You've had a new face in midfield this week. Ceci Dalmeida's come in, and the manager's been telling us he's already put himself about in training this week. Is he a bit of a lively customer?
Only training him once. Yeah, he was getting about, to be fair to him, but that's obviously his game, getting about and getting into lads' faces. So if you want to do that on a Saturday, he's got to do it all week. So we don't mind that.
Just lastly from me, enjoying the armband responsibility?
Yeah. I had it a few times at Fleetwood when I was there, and I don't mind it, to be honest. I'm not really one that'll be going into the office shouting the ball and all. I'm just like to get on with my job and hopefully lead by example.